Now we're going to be joined on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Line, hopefully by Carver of Birmingham girls basketball coach Jarvis Wilson. And Coach Wilson has led his Lady Rams program somewhere where they've never been before, uncharted territory. And it's a situation where his girls have never even played in a regional tournament until today. But Jarvis Wilson has some Mobile, Alabama roots. He used to coach baseball at LaFleur High School, was coaching of the Blount Lady Leopards in a basketball situation and capacity also. And Coach Wilson, good morning and thanks for joining us on the Prep Sports Report.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing outstanding, Coach. Talk to us about your big win over Muscle Shoals. It was a situation to where your Lady Rams have never been there to the regional finals before or the regional semis before. So it's a situation that was new to them, not new to you. So I know you had to kind of help and guide them to be prepared on what to expect.
Well, yes, Corey. The ladies have never been there before. Been putting in work to get to that point. Just basically, you know, just keeping them focused and letting them understand, don't let the moment be bigger than them. They can always, like I told them at first, beginning part of the year, we had a good chance of being successful, but coming to a program, not really having much success, you really don't know what you're going to get when you put that pressure on the kids to go ahead. And, you know, it was time for us to do something big in the program. We've been there 5 years, and they get better every year. Every year we've been getting better. And we just had a group of seniors this year. We have two senior girls this year that has really played the role of excellent leaders in trying to get our team to, you know, for everybody else to try to get their team to at this part of the year.
You know, it's an opportunity with the state tournament being played at the BJCC and your Lady Rams never being there before. If you're able to punch that ticket against Hartsel next week, the game is set for Tuesday at 12:30 in North Alabama. I do believe you play at Wallace of Hansfield's Tom Drake Coliseum. Talk to us about your matchup against Coach Orr and Hartsel's team. I know they are led by a dynamic scorer, number four. Her name escapes me right now, but I know she can really feel. There you go.
And escape me. I'm looking at film on her right now.
Coach has done his homework.
Coach Orr does a great job.
And it's a situation where now you're facing him, and I know a couple of years ago he had his team in the Final Four somewhere to where he wanted to get back to.
Exactly. And I think, I'm not mistaken, I think Mariah was a freshman.
Yes.
That year, you know, freshman or eighth grade, and I think they lost to LaFleur.
They did.
Yes. Like I said, I'm a good friend, Darryl Walton. But he, you know, Coach done a great job, and I know he's preparing them to get back, and it's going to be a tough game. You know, like I said, that's a program that has had history. They've had a lot of success. And like I said, my ladies right now, they're just playing, you know, playing to get better each day, trying to establish ourselves as a program. And that's one of the biggest things that, you know, we're looking forward to doing. We're looking forward to playing the game. We want to embrace every challenge that comes our way. I'm just excited for them to have this opportunity to play on a stage at that big
with a chance to punch a ticket. When you look at the stage that's there, Coach, you've been there as an assistant coach. You've been there as a head coach before. So how does that help your team and the mentality? Because, again, the nerves are going to be there. It's been a few years since Hartsel's been in that situation, and your girl's first time ever. So to me, it's a situation where if you've never been there before, that semifinal game kind of settles the butterflies down for your team.
That's what you would hope, and that's what we're hoping. And like I said, we started off rough with a bad first quarter yesterday, but they were able to regroup, and that's shown the characteristics of our team throughout this season. They, you know, when times get hard, they're able to regroup and, you know, and pull together and come through. But we're very young. That's something that I think people are missing right now. I have two seniors, and I start two freshman starts for me, and two sophomores and one senior. Those are my starters, and it's, you know, with them being so young and having even one of my best players, her first time ever going to the BJC to even witness the Final Four was with me last year. You know, and the first thing she said is, this is what we play for. And I'm, you know, that's the type of situation we're in right now. The kids, they really don't know. They're just playing. And it's almost what you really want right now, because they're just out there playing and they don't really have a clue as to what's really happening right now. You know, and I told them, hurry up and get in here today before they start reading newspapers and everything else, because you want them to just stay focused right now. That's the biggest thing, and not let any type of outside distractions, you know, mess with them at all. Just stay focused and keep doing what they've been doing.
We're speaking with head girls basketball coach of Carver of Birmingham. His Lady Rams team will be playing for the regional championship Tuesday against Hartsell High School at 12:30. And joining us on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Line, Coach, just want to thank you for taking the opportunity this Saturday morning out of your busy schedule, as you mentioned, watching film on Hartsell on how to prepare to give your girls an opportunity to make school history. Thank you for your ties not only to the Gulf Coast and continuing to give back. And I know when local teams from down this way make it up to Birmingham, they always choose you as a site to practice at. So you know the importance of not only girls basketball, but just high school athletics in general. So thank you for giving back to not only your Lady Rams athletes, but all athletics in all your endeavors thus far.
All right. Thanks a lot, Corey. Thank you.